hardware stores are like almost like the mother of invention, and all the tools themselves are like the children of that. We're at the B&N hardware store in the Flatiron District of Manhattan. I love the aesthetic of the place because it's just like this. On first view, it looks like just total chaos, but when you look closer, there's an amazing amount of order to this. Everything is kind of set up. There's rhythm to things, the way they're hung in the store, the fluorescent lights, the beaten oak wood floors. There's this kind of pattern and patina to the like millions of products in this store. So I'm going to take you back into what I like to think of as like almost like the catacombs of this particular store. Now, as we go into the dark recesses, what I really wanted to look at is they have a wonderful collection of screws here. And they have my favorite, the drywall screw. It's this beautiful black metallic. And I'm going to bring out one here, which is, I think, is the best example. And it's only an eighth of an inch in diameter. It's got about one third of it is threaded. But there's something about the way it looks that I just trust that this is going to get the job done. It's like a weapon in a certain way to kind of, you know, to do battle in the realm of construction. Construction is like man against materials, you know, and it's best that we arm ourselves with the right ammunition. There are moments where precision is absolutely necessary. And then there are other moments where it just really takes brute force to get the job done. So my preferred tool or weapon for that job is a 10-pound sledgehammer. You have, you know, about 36 inches of an oak handle, which at the end of it has a blackened steel 10-pound mallet head. You have to grip it probably a good maybe 4 inches from the top in order to kind of bring it back behind you, and in order to then slide your hand down as the sledgehammer is coming into place. So it's this whole kind of ballet that goes on with the use of this tool. I think it's just a wonderful object. It's like the heavy metal of the hardware store. I feel like a real man when I use the sledgehammer. You know, there's no doubt about it. It is definitely one of these macho experiences. If I didn't choose a life in design, I may have chosen a life in demolition. I'm not the